Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Webber at StuWeb.com. And it's Wednesday, July the 8th, 2026. And I have the honor to have Professor Joe on with me with some very vital information. I'm just going to let you talk about it, Joe.
Well, I received an email to a podcast. And this young fella breaking into the business. And what he's doing is that he was interviewing Tucker Carlson. And during that conversation, he pointed out how he was sitting a few feet away from Trump. And Trump had his hand over the Bible, taking his oath. However, there's something that he did not do. And that was place his hand on the Bible. And it is specific. That carries law with it. You had to put your right hand, you had to put your hand on the Bible and say the oath. Because that then binds you to the law and the courts. And he didn't put it on there. That's a significant thing.
Now, so Trump, when he was sworn in, what you're saying is that Tucker Carlson said he witnessed it, and there's a video you sent me of Tucker Carlson talking about this, where Trump did not take the oath of office and put his hand on the Bible and swear in.
That's right. He repeated the word, but his hand was not on the Bible. It was specifically held back.
No.
It was not dangling by his side, and he kind of forgot to put his hand on the Bible. No, it was deliberately done in the way that he was holding his hand. It was about 6 inches above the Bible.
Okay. Now, second thing is Trump's mother was not a natural-born citizen, was she?
That's right. And it is specific in the Constitution. There's no argument about it. There's no, well, it's kind of this and kind of that. Both parents have to be natural born. That means born in this country. And she was not born in this country. She was born in Scotland, and that's documented.
Okay, so Trump can't be the legal president of the United States, basically.
That's right. And every... what do you call it when he puts a piece of legislation? What's it called? I forgot.
Oh, God. You mean when he puts legislation forward?
Yeah. Any act that he did is null and void. There's no argument about it. It's null and void.
Mm-hmm. And who does he answer to? The Israelis.
It's obvious. He answers to the Constitution.
But he's not doing that, is he?
No, he's not. He is not the president. But nobody is bringing this forward in the mass media. And we know why that is.
Yeah, they're all controlled by AIPAC and... there's certain people that bought up Hollywood.
There is no argument about it. It's the same people.
And I'll bring up...
I told everybody a long time ago on a podcast that Trump was not an independent. He was owned outright.
By AIPAC.
No. It was specific that Dr. Jim Corsi specifically said, the people that control Trump were called the Mega Group, headed by Rex Lessler, who owns Victoria's Secret. That's who controlled Trump. He was never an independent, ever.
Now, we go further.
The second thing is that the behind the scenes mega boys, well, I can't remember the name of the two gentlemen, but they were specific in their words. The alt-right will not allow to become on board, nor will people like Tucker Carlson be allowed to come in and participate in the Republican Party. And it, all of a sudden, because of the murder of Charlie Kirk, we now know that the alt-right that was talking about the Zionists, they thought you were being anti-Semitic. Excuse me, when I have people being lobbied throughout Congress and spending money to get them out to do what they say, then we have Bibi Netanyahu saying he wants to combine the American military at the intelligence agency level and exchanging intelligence. That's treason.
Joe, Bluffdale, Utah. The secret underground base by a private contractor that was tied to Daddy Bush and the Israelis. Daddy Bush, George Herbert Walker Bush and the Israelis are the ones that got Bluffdale into effect and built a secret underground. It's got an alien base next to it, folks, an alien base. Otis Johnson, when he flew out there with General Flynn, and I saluted General Flynn at the airport, when I took him to the airport in Grand Island, Nebraska, he lived in Hastings. Though they murdered him in 2017. And I was working on the house for the Nomads. I'd done his house, but the drummer of the famous group, the Nomads, back in the 50s and 60s, a drummer, got sucked into buying three houses for his daughter and her husband, gonna fix them up. They ran off with his money. I bailed him out, basically. Doing his house for him and the amount of money he sold the house for. Now, let's go past all that. Otis Johnson said when he got at the base, when he came back, he told me in private. And he said, Stu, you're right, there's an alien base there. I saw him digging a hole, Joel, out the side of a mountain with a boring machine. It was nearly blinded me driving down I-70, hitting I-95 there in Utah, where Bluffdale is just slightly to the north of there, northwest, northeast. Richfield, Utah, I think it is. It's the name of the town. Now, he said there's an alien base there, and he said they built out on the southeast corner of I-95 and I-70. They built a huge concentration camp. All it is barbed wire, 12-foot tall fence with barbed wire around the whole place. He said it could hold up to about 5,000-6,000 people, and they're eventually going to fill that up, their intent is. Now, Bluffdale's also tied to Wichita, Kansas, and this is all top secret, folks. Wichita, Kansas, there's a base down there. There's a base in Richmond, Virginia. There's another base down in Kentucky, I believe it is. And all these all hooked in with the Israelis in communication, where they are listening and watching everything on the planet, right out of America's flagship. Our spy agencies. Bluffdale, privatized U.S. federal contractor. Anyway, I thought I'd bring that up because people need to know that. And they need to know also about this media. Milman bought ABC, Mickey Mouse, my ex-father-in-law, Leonard Milman, one of the 12 disciples of Satan. Daddy Bush, one of the 12 disciples of Satan, bought NBC. And CNN was Ted Turner. And Jane Fonda divorced him because she found out what he was, a real slime ball. And he was hauling drugs, and still is, into North Dakota, South Dakota, into Colorado, and some other places that he had his, he's dead now, I believe, but he had his ranches. Jane Fonda, when she found out he was doing that, the actress, she divorced him. But he owned CNN, the Cocaine News Network. It was proffered up with drug money from Silverado and other places, part of Iran-Contra. Bought the place. Now, I forgot the third one. Milman bought ABC, Mickey Mouse. He already owned Mickey Mouse, but ABC absorbed or Mickey Mouse absorbed ABC. And then it was NBC was, and then Ted Turner, CNN, NBC was Daddy Bush, and then there was a CBS was bought by one of the other 12 disciples of Satan. Now, since then I've watched this. Since the 1990s, I have watched it specifically in the past 3 years. They have just absorbed each other into one big, huge conglomerate of media. That's all controlled by the New World Order pigs, the 12 disciples of Satan. Now, I also want to bring up something. When Milman decided he was going to put, him and Daddy Bush were going to put Donald Trump out of business in where he's got his West Virginia or wherever it is, those casinos over there. And Hillary Clinton stood during the election in front of the four casinos that were built but were never finished. They had siding on it, but it wasn't even finished on the outside. Four new ones because he built a new casino. And he was taking all their business. And they made him loans on those others. He was trying to get loans. He couldn't get loans. So their insurance companies, Daddy Bush and Milman's insurance company, loaned him the money to build the other four buildings. The Hillary stood there in front of saying, look, he didn't even pay his subcontractors. He didn't because they repossessed on him. And they didn't pay the subcontractors, which under federal law, they're obligated to do that, the insurance companies, of the work that they perform. Now, he reaches out and around, and Henry Kissinger standing there at his doorstep in Trump Plaza in New York. Oh, Donald, I hear you're having problems with your casinos down there. I hear you need a loan. Guess who makes them the loan? Deutsche Bank to bail him out. Deutsche Bank, the boys again. Deutsche Bank. That's what bailed Trump out. That's how they're controlling him. And they're controlling him with money Kissinger was pumping him before Kissinger died. He was pumping him money. Now, what they call the mega group and all the other, or the, oh God. Robert Kennedy Jr. charged the Southern Poverty Law Center, an Atlanta-based bunch of thugs. They were Mossad. They were going around demonizing people. He charged them. And they've shut them down, basically, and they're facing 10 years to life in prison for spying on the American people in collaboration with the U.S. government and the Israelis. They were part of an Israeli operation. They targeted me. They wrote about me, and they put it in Time Magazine. Here I'd given Time Magazine all the stuff. Oh, the right-wing militias. I created a militia. I admit to it. About a 1.5 million man army, and it's not centralized. It's state to state, county to county, and city to city, and that's the way it was set up. About 1.5 million people. Now, the Southern Poverty Law Center was after me to shut me down. They were printing all this stuff, and they were working with the former Attorney General of the United States and the FBI, the head of the FBI, I forgot their names at the time. And they were doing it to everybody, slandering and demonizing. They called me an anti-Semitic who made death threats to Jewish families in Denver. I never made any death threats to any Jewish families. I was locked up for it, and charges were dismissed. Supposedly against my ex-father-in-law, Leonard Milman. And I remained 10.5 months in the government's confinement. That's where I met Otis and the guy that busted John Gotti and other people, 2,000 Iran-Contra players, being analyzed in Springfield, Missouri after my attorney sold me down the tubes. The attorney that they appointed for me. He later lost his license. The judge wouldn't allow him to practice anymore in his court, Judge Richard Mache. And Mache dismissed the charges against me and later said, yes, Mr. Webb, you can have a grand jury after you testify before a judge in Wyoming to the allegations you're making against the judges here in Denver. I said, yes, sir. I did. They warranted it. And then I got my grand jury, but guess what? The U.S. attorney covered it all up, and they nearly murdered me and Brett Landreth and two other people for filing that grand jury here in Kansas City, Missouri. And Brett was illegally disbarred for suing Jeb Bush, and they killed two attorneys in Fort Worth over it, folks. They were prosecuting Jeb Bush for ripping off the American people with health care fraud. And Brett was disbarred in 10 days without any judicial hearing or anything. That's how bad it is and how bad it was then. But I'm bringing these things up because the media in this country is controlled. AIPAC controls. If you look at the AIPAC directors, Larry Mizell and Norman Brownstein, right on the front of my website, down towards the bottom of the website, AIPAC. Ivan rejuvenated the story up on Breaking News. It's up there in the past 4, 5, 6, 7, 10 posts. Breaking News column. You can see who they are. These are the people, the Zionist pigs, that are controlling America today with Bibi Netanyahu. And there's a picture of Mizell with Bibi and his rabbi from Denver sitting there with Bibi. A picture of it in there. Anyway, you want to add anything to this, Joe?
Well, we're a little bit away from the subject, but as you remember, to become the President of the United States, both parents must be natural born. The mother was not natural born. She was born in Scotland. And number one, Trump did not have his hand on the Bible as required. He had his hand above it. Why isn't the media doing that? Well, we know why. Because it's controlled.
They're controlled by these Jews, the Jews, these fake Jews, these Khazarian Jews that blew all the Palestinians away in 1947, killed 40,000 of them.
Don't go down that too far, Stu, because we're getting away. The thing that is the most important thing that we have right now, we have Trump not putting his hand on the Bible, his mother being not natural born. Now we know, without a doubt, the influence of AIPAC through AIPAC, not because it's the people behind AIPAC that are bringing this about. The neocons, they're Trotskyites. And so we have now a dilemma that nobody will speak on, the brain too. And so, consequently, I don't think anything's going to come of it. And that's the sad part of it, because what they're doing with the National Defense Act, that's treason. You don't have to be a big intellect to get that down. It's not just this little agreement. It is in force in law. If they pass the whole thing.
You want to add anything else, Joe, or we pretty much covered it all?
Yeah, pretty much. Just remember, this is not just the National Defense Act. It's not just this nice little agreement we're going to agree. The Israelis have always had a means of a back door to get in all computers around the world.
Inslaw.
Because in Israel, they would construct CPUs that are part of a computer, but on top of that, they would put a small computer CPU called an ARC. And that way, they could go anywhere around the world and open the computers of anything.
Now, Bill Hamilton, they had Inslaw software, folks. You can look it up, www.inslaw, INSLAW. He's a former friend, hyphened, software, inslawsoftware.com. It was stolen. He designed a software for the United States government, and they stole it from him, and there was a hearing, and they said it was the most grievous, the hearing in it, Congressman and Senator said it was the most egregious theft of anybody's company in the world.
Okay, hold it right there. Because we don't want to get lost on a point here that's very important. Gasoline's father is the one that stole it and then gave it to the Israelis.
Is that who it was? Gasoline.
Gasoline's father worked for the Mossad. It was a big Mossad agent. There were thousands of people at his burial. He was buried in Israel. He is the one that gave it to Unit 8200, which is a top, it's like the NSA of the United States. In fact, they go back and forth with each other. And they're further solidifying this with what Bibi Netanyahu is doing. And not only that, Jay Parker, who used to appear on your radio show, who was born into a dark Illuminati family, said that Bibi Netanyahu was a Satanist. Period. He was a Satanist. And so you have the ability of Israel and Unit 8200 to be able to get any computer around the world.
You're ringing a bell.
We have a president that didn't put his hand on the Bible. We have the National Defense Act, which is treason, and the computers.
And I know what you're talking about.
No one will emphasize those points.
That Unit 8200, you're shaking memory in me, Joe. I'll be 72 this month. I'm getting old, and my memory isn't the best in the world right now. I've had too many pokes on me by this West Star satellite, and I'm getting tired of it. I had to go to the hospital a week and a half ago. I was flat on my face, couldn't breathe, the other day, unloading groceries out of the car. Wrecked my face, big torn up all the top of it. Anyway, without saying it. But as Otis said, Stu.
Hang on, so we have again these factors that I'm pointing out, but mostly what I'm emphasizing here is Trump not putting his hand on the Bible.
That's one. Two,
that
his mother.
That is the most important thing.
Okay.
And then the National Defense Act, which will allow a controller appointed by a vote between the two countries, and that will be the one who says to do what you're to do and what you're not to do. And we know where that power will come from and control it.
Now, the Israelis want to join their intelligence organizations with ours. They want to control our military. Get into that for a minute, would you please?
Well, no, I can't because I haven't read it. I can only pass forward what others have said. And it is a binding thing, and it will always come out to be in favor of Bibi Netanyahu and his Likud party buddies. So I think that's about it, Stu. We can close the show.
Well, before we do, I want to mention, folks, Nancy Taylor Greene is pushing for a new party, along with Tucker Carlson and others. A new party, folks. Not Republicans, not Democrats, but a new independent party. And remember, she quit because of Trump and the lies she was being fed. And there's others, Massey's out here talking about it too. New independent party. Think about it, folks. We're going to have to do something to change America. Now, I don't know whether this has any meaning or not, but a friend of mine came up with something from intelligence sources, and I put it up about this FIFA thing going on in Kansas City. And he said around 4th of July is what he was hearing, that they're probably going to blow Kansas City up. They're going to allow it to blow up. Mini nuke or something hit Kansas City, and blame it on whoever. But he started getting into the mathematics of this and starting to do stuff. And Joe, I'm going to send you a copy of it when we get off here. It's on my phone. He's pointing 7-11. Monday, the 11th. Do this numerology that the Satanists use. Numerology. He went into detail on this. And I'll send you a copy, but I'll try to even post it on my internet site if I can, okay? But I think it's important because something's going to... They're getting ready to do something big. Expand this war into the United States. Now, Russia has warned us. Stay out of the Ukraine. Get out. And now they're bombing it. Ukraine's bombing the place and blowing up their refineries in Russia and Moscow and everything else. And that's going to be World War III. We're already in it because of Israel. But the Ukrainians are the original Jews, folks, that now control Israel and slaughtered all those Palestinians. 40,000 in 1947 declared themselves to be a nation called Israel. And what flies on their flag? A satanic emblem. These aren't human beings. These are domestic terrorists against the United States of America. Terrorists against the United States of America. And they need to be stopped. I think I've said my point. You have any closing remarks, Joe?
No, that's it.
Okay, buddy, I thank you very much for coming on with us.
Okay.
Okay, take care.